Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Welcome, everyone, to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy, your host, and today I am a little bit sick. If you can hear the stuff in my sinuses, it is super fun. Oh my God. First cold of the season. We have, none of us have been sick in, since last, when was it? February, we got hit really hard with the flu for the first time ever and haven't been sick since then. So it feels strange. It feels strange. And then I realize how much I take for granted my health, you know. So I hope that you are well. I hope you are healthy and that you're staying energized and healthy and taking care of yourself. And actually, that is exactly what we're talking about today, is filling our cup every damn day, every single day, not just when we're sick, not just when we've, you know, overextended ourselves or put too much on our plate, but really taking care of ourselves every single day. And this is such a common topic with moms. We often neglect ourselves. We allow ourselves to be the martyrs for the family. The martyrs. Think about that. Like, I'm doing everything. I'm doing all this shit for the whole family. And then I'm not taking care of myself. Does that sound familiar? Because that is a recurrent theme that I hear amongst moms all the time. And the other day I saw this post from a mama on our page, not on her personal profile, but her public page, about how she realized that there was a gap in her self-care, and she created a plan, nothing crazy, but she created a plan of how she's going to take care of herself. And she shared this plan with another mom, and she got slack from the other mom saying, wasn't that a little self-indulgent? And as I was reading through this, I was like, oh, hell no. I feel like Medea. Up in this place. Oh, hell no. Did she just say that? Did she just say that, self-indulgent? Because that is a bunch of bull crap. Okay, here is the deal, ladies. If you do not fill your cup first, if you do not take care of yourself, what the fuck are you waiting for? Are you waiting for somebody to give you permission to hand you a certificate of, like, you have done enough? You are worthy of doing something just for you now. You are worthy of investing into yourself now because you have met the requirements of stellar mom. Or I don't know. What is that? What does that look like? What are we waiting for? Literally, what are we waiting for? What I see missing the most is not that we don't have the time. Because think about this, ladies. Have you or have you not, at some point in your life, created the time for something, or the money for something, or the energy for something when you really, really wanted it, when your vision for that was big enough? The big thing missing in moms' lives across the board is vision. We're just surviving. And if there's no vision, if we don't know what we want, like, what the hell is this all for? Then we're just going to survive each day, and it feels like it's going nowhere. We're literally just surviving. Excuse me. I guess I could edit that little thing out, but this is real life, you guys. Now, no one else is going to fill your cup for you. Not your husband, not your kids, not your mother, not your father, not your siblings, not your friends, not Oprah. Not Ellen. Look, you can be inspired by others, but they cannot do for you what only you can do for you. And that begins with knowing, what do you want? And this comes back to the vision. But without knowing what you want in your day, what you want in your mornings, what you want in your life as a mother, as a wife, as a business owner, as a friend, all the different roles, all the hats you have, if you're not in touch with your desires and with your heart and with your needs, how can you possibly expect other people to step up and give that to you? What I've realized is that for so long, this is myself, I wanted a savior, someone to save me and tell me, this is what you need at this time, on these days, this is what you want, and then this is how you get there. Bam, done for you. But life doesn't work that way. It doesn't. It takes intention, it takes effort, it takes focus, it takes the willingness and the courage to do the work in yourself every damn day and fill your cup every damn day. Making the request for what you want is not self-indulgent. It is not. But first, you must be self-aware enough to even know what you want, to even know what you need. Today, as I'm sick, and thankfully I don't have a whole lot on my plate today, I've got stuff that I'm doing from home and one call, one appointment. And other than that, I'm doing things online and recording this podcast and stuff like this. But still, I found myself this morning shouldering more of the work. I was like, okay, I'm doing the dishes. I'm going to take kids to school. Want to get the breakfast ready for the toddler so that my husband doesn't have to do it, so I don't put that stress on him. But then it's like, what the fuck? Why am I doing this? We are a team, and he is able to do all of the same stuff that I'm doing. Like, why am I taking on more? And it's the thing is that I want to be doing the school drop-offs. I love that. I like the conversations we have on the way. I like the connection time. I like having the toddlers come out of their room and me being the first one that they see. I cherish those moments. But do I have to be the one doing them? No. And as soon as I feel like I have to be doing that, then I sense the resentment creep in. Like, well, where's Ryan at? Where's my husband at? Why isn't he helping? When I am the one who has not made the requests, I am the one who was not clear on what I wanted. So you see how when we take complete responsibility for ourselves, for our lives, for what we have created, what we tolerate around us, the requests that are unspoken, man, that is big, ladies. That is so big. We get to have that power. It's not a burden of a responsibility, but you get to tune into what you need, what you want, and then make clear, guilt-free requests. And this is not just an every once in a while thing. Again, when you're feeling all the way burnt out, or you've got sick, or you're running yourself ragged, don't save filling your cup for those moments. How can you fill your cup every day, every damn day? Some of my favorite ways to fill my cup: I get up before everyone else. I do my meditation. I do my yoga. I do this process now called the stack, where I take a trigger and turn it into a revelation or a breakthrough, and wrap that up with an action step that will solidify that revelation. And that's my morning. I write notes to my husband and the kids and create that connection with them in the morning before they leave for school. And also, if I need a nap, dude, I make time for a nap. If I'm feeling sick, create time for rest. If I want a girls' night out, I'll let my husband know, hey, you know what? This thing is happening and I'd really love to go. Can I get your support with this? There's no demanding, there's no dictatorship. We're a team. We're a team. We operate as a team, and I make these clear requests. But if I don't make these requests, it's on me. If I don't get what I want, I'm not going to bitch about it later because it was on me. I didn't make the request. So this morning, my husband took out the trash as I was doing my stack about him. And I was like, wow, see, look, I didn't even ask him to do that. Like, what is this story in my head that I have to, you know, help him and make things easier for him? That is complete bullshit. He's a grown-ass man, and he has proven himself over and over and over again, and, you know, kind of slip in and out of this old story of, well, I just want to do as much as I can so that he doesn't get overwhelmed. Like, is he a child? No, he's a grown man. So treat the other as they can be and not as they are, or not as you think that they are, because you're doing yourself and the other person a huge disservice if you do that, and that is at the opposite of filling your cup. So my challenge to you today is, think about this. What can you do every day, every single day, to fill your cup? What is the first thing that comes to mind, that your gut instinct, what is that telling you? Because that's probably the thing. Maybe it's a series of conversations. Maybe it's something that I haven't even mentioned, but you know. And if you say, I don't know, I want to pull the old Tony Robbins on you and ask you, well, if you did know, then what would it be? Because you do know. You know that, right? All right, ladies. Well, that's all I have for you today. Go fill your damn cup today and every single day. Here's to you and your sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.